This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been reporting on shortages of workers in the U.S. in key fields, including healthcare. Mental health professionals can be tough to book. Nurses continue to quit, with pay packages soaring for temporary visiting nurses. Today, the dentist shortage. Here's Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville.
In some states where low-income residents don't get dental coverage, charity dental events like this one before the pandemic would draw quite a crowd.
It's going to be a little bumpy, that's all.
Dr. Retrice Jackson spent the day digging out cavities at this 2018 event in Nashville. Patients also lined up for root canals and tooth extractions. Tennessee and Alabama don't provide dental coverage to adults on Medicaid, not even for painful emergencies. Now, Tennessee's Republican governor, Bill Lee, has proposed expanding dental benefits to all adults on Medicaid. That's more than 600,000 people. There's growing recognition, even among states that provide limited Medicaid benefits, that poor oral health contributes to other chronic problems, including diabetes and depression.
We also know that we have a lot of visits to the emergency room.
Stephen Smith leads Tennessee's Medicaid program and says many times patients with tooth trouble can be treated for far less at a dentist's office. But adding so many new patients at once presents a workforce problem. The dentist shortage touches virtually every state, but it's largely a rural issue. Dentists take on so much debt in school, often more than $300,000, that it's hard to justify setting up shop in a small town with fewer insured patients around. Dr. Lisa Piercy is the health chief in Tennessee.
There are only a handful of counties in this state that actually have an adequate number of dentists.
Her department's planning to pump nearly $100 million into the state's two dental schools so they can expand class sizes and offer to pay off student loans for those who go to high-need areas. And that sounds great to Dr. Jeannie Beauchamp, a pediatric dentist in Clarksville, Tennessee. The problem, she says, is it's hard to make money seeing mostly Medicaid patients.
You could not have a practice that you have more than 35-40% of your patients, Medicaid patients. You'd go broke.
Beauchamp says a bunch of new dentists may not stay long in those rural communities if Medicaid payments don't increase. And that's why Tennessee is also looking at raising what it pays for dental treatment. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.